Hello, my name is Gavin.
And my name is Tamika. And
And
we're
we're
not
not
famous.
famous. Okay, after 20 times,
Yes.
do you think it'd be better? But if not,
We're working, we're working.
I feel like now I just want to like speed through everything
Yeah,
because we've done it so many times. Like, I
feel
feel like I've had this conversation 10 times, but it's okay.
definitely. We hung up the
We're working out
phone.
the kinks.
Previously, we were on the phone for 2 hours. And we had
We
recorded
did.
three
Oh
different
my
times, and the
gosh.
audio was
We
not
did.
okay three different times.
It'll be fine. So, this podcast started 4 years ago. Actually, I want to say like five, because we started it a couple years before the
Yeah,
last
I think it
episode.
was about five.
We barely recorded, and when we did, Tamika was just a very popular person, we'll just say
Oh,
that.
whatever. Gavin was a very popular person.
We just didn't have time for each other, but now we do. Because I mainly work at night and I have all day to do things.
Yes.
And Tamika is currently what's up with Tamika? What is she up to?
Tamika is currently living her married life. Tamika's currently trying to go back to school. Just got married in February. So, yes, that's what's happening with me. I'm living in New Mexico. That's been a big change, going from Texas to New Mexico, but I've been here for about almost a year in May. And I don't know if we talked about my husband on our second podcast or third podcast, but that's the guy that I was talking about, if he was mentioned when we went on the camping trip. I was talking to him at the beginning, and so now we're married, things work out. But
Yeah, y'all are like fully like married. Didn't tell anyone, like a Kylie Jenner pregnancy.
yes, I know, I definitely
God, I can't wait till
didn't.
you actually get pregnant. You're gonna keep that from everyone
Oh, y'all just
too.
see the baby, that's all y'all know. Y'all just have, like, see a picture and you're like, oh, that's their baby, I guess she's pregnant.
I know. You dropped your like okay, so you guys, her like wedding pictures, I guess. Were they like your ceremony
Yeah, no, they were just
pictures?
like the wedding pictures because we had already got married. We did a small chapel wedding and his mom and like dad was there. And we just like rented a chapel in New Mexico. I'd already bought my dress like 2 months before then, and we were trying to plan out all the kinks and all that, but it was just so hard because his family's from Ohio, my family's from Texas. And I was like, we can just have a celebration at some point later on. But as of now, like, we want to get married. We've about to be together 4 years by now. I think we know. We know. When you know, you know. So yeah, we
And
just.
you knew. You got it together. You got it right.
Yes.
Clay's such a nice guy.
Thank you.
And now you live in New Mexico, even though he took you for me, but it's okay because now we get to do this. We are currently in two different states, y'all.
Yes.
And we're FaceTiming right now.
It's like, I mean, this is different. I kind of like the FaceTiming better than on the phone because like
Yeah,
we can see
I
each
do
other.
too.
Maybe this will work out better than what we thought at the beginning with our
I
computers, because as of now, anything's better than these janky headphones that keep making it have static.
Oh my gosh. I honestly think it was just his like microphone. Because
Maybe.
you've only been using his computer.
Try and like different,
So I
like,
think it might be his computer.
yeah, honestly, tomorrow I'll try my laptop with my headphones and like let's see if that's that. I don't know.
But yeah, so you're living
Some
up in New
people
Mexico. I moved 4 hours away. Since the last time we did a podcast. Well, the last time we published one, because we did one a year ago. Almost a year ago.
that is true.
I just never got around to posting it.
And I totally had forgot about that. And I honestly, I feel like it was another one of those just like catch ups, you know? And this is basically what this one's gonna be. It's just like a brief catch up and to let y'all know like what we plan on doing in the future. But while we're catching up, Gavin, I want to catch up on your situation because I know that I just got married, but your love life is over there popping.
I know she's over here engaged. I got engaged in December of 2019, and we're shooting for December 19th
December
of
19th.
2020. Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Or we might just go off and like get married because I'm ready to be
I
married.
feel that. I do feel that. And honestly, sometimes it's just not worth all of the stress. And your family, if they're really supportive and they love you, they'll find a way to be there at whatever you do and decide to do. And you can always celebrate later if that's your thing. And then some choose not to celebrate later at all, and that's just fine. It's about you two celebrating your love. So.
Yeah, I agree. Play me at the
You're
yard.
good.
All this stressful podcasting. My
I'm
gosh.
freaking tired. I'm hungry. What time is it? It's
I'm
4 o'clock.
ready.
Goodness.
It's 4. Oh my gosh, my phone says 5:30, and so I'm like, I was very confused for a second. I'm like,
Oh
what?
yeah, see, we're an hour
The
behind
hour
ya.
difference. At least you're not in like some other part of the world.
Exactly. I mean, maybe in 4 years I'll be like Japan or something.
Stop. Could you imagine? Oh my God. But no, yeah. So I got engaged. But since then, I went to school for a year and a half to university. Didn't like the school atmosphere. I loved cheer. I cheered there. But everything else, I didn't really like the school aspect of it. But I've never liked school, which
Yeah.
wasn't surprising. So I dropped out and then moved back to my hometown. Worked, and then now somehow I ended up here engaged.
Well, I mean,
We'll save the love. We'll save the meeting story for another
we'll
time.
save the meeting story. We can go. Yeah, I mean, each episode we kind of want to, catch you up a little bit. So I feel like you'll
Yeah,
learn more about
we gotta save
us.
some tea.
Yeah, you'll learn more
We gotta
about us
save
as
some
you
tea.
listen. And we have big things coming.
Big things. Like, okay, so long story short, yesterday, day before yesterday, Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday, I
Tuesday.
called you and I was like, hey, miss you. I have an idea. Do you want to bring back our podcast? And but switch things up, and we'll get into what we're switching up. But I just want to ask you, like, what do you hope to gain from doing this podcast? Because this is kind of like a mini trailer for what the new sites we post this to. Because we're moving away from SoundCloud, guys.
Yes, no more SoundCloud rappers. Sorry.
No, sorry, we're moving to bigger and better things like Spotify.
Apple,
Hopefully, I say that, but watch, it's gonna be right back on SoundCloud.
yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm
Until I
sorry.
figure it out.
We can't accept this. But no.
I know.
What I hope to gain from this is just, honestly, I hope to gain my drive back to, explore more of my creative side and indulge into my creative outlets, because I have a lot of different creative outlets, and they usually all involve something with social media and just being myself, being entertaining, and being someone else's outlet to come watch, listen to, laugh, cry maybe, just feel comfortable and may give them the courage to hopefully feel like they should be themselves and whatever their passion could be, whether it's something within this field that we like doing or just something else. Like, just have the confidence to do whatever you want. And don't worry about what other people are doing. You're not in competition with anyone but yourself.
And I agree. I love listening to podcasts when I'm well, when I used to work out. I don't work out anymore because she's a little bit lazy and doesn't cheer anymore, so she doesn't work out. But when I did, I'd listen to podcasts. When I clean house, I listen to podcasts. Whenever I go pick up the groceries, go pick up the kids from soccer, like I'm just kidding, I don't
Bring
have
Timmy
kids yet.
lunch.
When I bring Timmy lunch, when I go, pick up a cat from the vet, that good stuff. I'm listening to podcasts and I really want to be that source for someone else to listen to, because I feel like we're entertaining and we can help take minds off of certain things that are going on,
Yes.
especially this day and age, when there's so many different things
Yes.
happening. I feel like we could be a source of entertainment, and I really think we've been holding back on doing things just because
We
of
have.
excuses and just procrastinating. I'm pretty sure, like we like to meet me and Tamika have some things in the works, mostly Tamika, because she has some really good ideas and we're gonna figure out the best way to go about doing them.
Yes, and you have some too. Don't play yourself. Gavin has a lot
I
going on.
know. I
He
was
is
talking to my
always doing
roommate.
other things for others.
Oh my gosh. Long story short, I'll tell mine because I want you to save yours.
Okay.
But I was thinking about doing some kind of series on like YouTube, because I'm really at editing. I have really good equipment.
That is true.
Not reality, because I like eventually want to get to the point. One of my dreams is to own my own like reality production studio. Did I not tell you that?
No.
I thought I did.
No, I'm here for it.
Yeah, because I worked production on Fast and Loud. It's a show on Discovery.
Oh yeah, I do recall that actually.
Yeah,
Do you
I
still do
did a
that?
couple times. No, I did only did a couple times. They called me whenever they needed
But
me,
that's
like when they
so
needed a film
big and you're
spot.
so young.
It was really fun. I really enjoyed it, but it really opened my eyes, and it's something I want to get going. But I feel like having like a series, like a scripted series, like a good like horror. Like I really want to do something scary.
Ooh.
Genuinely scary, because I think my biggest thing with a certain group, I'm rambling, but
No,
like
you're
side note,
good.
I think the biggest thing with like horror that I cannot stand is like jump scares, and there's like a bunch of that lately. Like
Yeah.
one of the best, like just genuinely scary movies. What was that?
It was the I think the back door's open, and if the back door's
Oh,
open and the
that scared
wind
me.
blows, it will
They're like
shake every
shut.
door in the house.
That makes sense. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, if you have you watched Hereditary recently?
I want to say yes.
That's like one of the best examples of
On
like horror right
Netflix?
now. Like it's so good. No, it's by A24.
Oh no, I haven't.
It's like it's not on streaming anywhere. I had to buy
Oh
it.
yeah, I don't think I've watched that. I'm like, it sounds so familiar. It sounds like some Netflix film I've watched, but no.
No, it's really good. I recommend. But like, long story short, I really want to do something like horror related and like scripted and let my creativity flow. But I feel like the first place to start is here. And with that being said, we're reformatting the show, guys.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. And what you're saying, I think it'll help you honestly because I feel the same way. Like, this is something I enjoy doing, but I have so many other
Yeah.
things that I want to do, but it's hard to just get the motivation to do them. There's so many excuses like, what am I going to talk about? Or who's going to listen? I haven't done anything in so long. And you know what? F all of that. Just start doing it. What you want to do, do it. Just do it.
And this is to keep us in like in touch.
Exactly. You know, when you called me and you asked me if I wanted to do this, I was like, Gavin, oh my God, how have you been? I haven't talked to you in so long. And then he's like,
Yeah.
you do a podcast? And I'm like, yeah, but how? Like, and of course, with his big
Here we
brain,
are.
he knows how to make it work. So yeah.
But yeah, I said this earlier, but the connection like cut out with us. I think now's a good time to talk about us reformatting the show.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Do you want to say it?
Yeah, well, you can say it.
Okay,
Ladies
well,
first.
we are going to be doing true crime stories.
Before we would just like talk about our lives and go months without talking about what we were gonna do and what else we should do. So we would do like 3 months down the line and we're like, oh, time to do a podcast. Or like a year down the line, oh, so much has
Let's do a
happened this year, let's do a
podcast.
year recap. With no real substance, but like we both love true crime. We
Exactly.
feel like we'd both be entertaining and we can both add some light to, I don't want to say light to dark situations, but like we can add our commentary and just
True.
hopefully brighten someone's day and take someone's out of what they're going through that in their life at that point, and just give them something to just listen to.
Yeah, I don't know, true crime can be a dark thing. It's like, okay, well, how are you gonna make
It's
light?
actually happened.
Yeah, you know, but it's real
Yeah.
life situations, and I think it'll be I don't think it there's anything wrong with informing yourself on things that have happened. And so we
Yeah.
want to do that, and then I think we also will give our opinion on maybe if we think there was any injustice or if things could have been handled differently, you know, it'll all be our
Yeah.
opinion, not to say, you know, we're right, you're wrong. But just to give our side of it, and you can kind of see our views on different things and where we stand.
I agree. And it may even go past like true crime. We might even do some like supernatural stuff,
That
some
too. Some
ghosts,
little spooky,
different
spooky
topics,
things.
witches, like cases of witches,
Yes.
like demons, like just cover our bases. Like make sure we got everything covered,
They
not
gonna
just
leave
true
y'all
crime,
out.
because
The little spookies
we
out
gonna t we're
there.
gonna talk about it. I know we're gonna talk about everything, and I think this little update slash get ready coming soon is what we needed
I think it
to
is.
get going again. So I think with that being said, look out for next week
Yes. Good luck
because
out.
we're gonna be starting our new series. It's still gonna be called Not Famous because we're still not famous,
Yes.
but
Or not famous crimes. I
No, because they're pretty famous crime
Yeah,
scenes.
they're gonna be famous
It's just
crimes.
unique to us, and I think it just works for us because we are not famous, but we deserve to be.
Yes, you all know it's true.
We did give out and most likely become famous, and yet here we are,
We're
just
working.
now
We're
getting
working on
started.
it. Class of
We're hustling.
2017. We don't want to let you down.
I know. Everyone's just like, who are these people? But yeah, so look out for next week. We start our new format, and I'm just gonna give a little hint. Get your knives ready. That was a good one, huh? That was a good one. That was a good
Get your
one.
knives ready. Alrighty.
What do you gotta say?
I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and just be ready for next week's episode. We're gonna come in hot, and then we would love to hear your feedback and for you to give us some ideas. I think it's gonna be a very exciting time for us. And
when we say feedback, we don't mean the obvious like mic situation we're working on.
No,
we're
just
trying to save our coins to get some good microphones. They got some $100 ones at Best Buy. Yes. I'm gonna get that one.
Yes, yes.
Like one of those good podcasting microphones. Like I'm on a radio show. You know.
We're gonna be there. Oh yeah, we're gonna be all up in it. But
we'll be ready to record a song.
We gotta have a theme song. So you know.
We'll come up with that. We'll get a theme song.
All right. Well, before we get ahead of ourselves and give away too much, I just want to say thank you for listening. And
make sure to we'll get a Twitter page out there soon.
Yes, some other
whenever I feel like making one.
Yeah, some social outlets that you can like hit us up on and give us your feedback. But thank you for listening so much, and I hope you'll have a good rest of your week and tune in next week.
I know. With that being said, my name was Gavin,
and my name is Tamika,
and this has been
not famous.
Okay,
and we're working on that. Bye, y'all.